flat Nevada. Many blubs kept a clean house, like the blubs you learn to walk on air bladders. Taking a pinch of snuff, I float into the corner where the dog slept. I kept a bag of soot with me. You know, I only believe in flirting when I can do it myself. Minnie was washing windows outside in the dark. She called it zone cleaning. A pattern of rain on the skylight. You ever wonder how certain thoughts enter your head? Some say it doesn't happen. I just file it under control. And I can assure you there's little in that house where it was when I arrived this morning. Oh, here's a poem from the encyclopedia. It's atmosphere. The singing atmosphere. Clouds 9. The best way to become a cloud one could be proud of, is to have a mother who's a meteorologist. Yosemite Sam upbraids a dust devil. What does she have to say about the weather on Lesbos, or on drugs for that matter? Leave it to Beaver Lamarck to formulate a catalog of cloud types. These here blew in from the French Revolution to stack up over this canary yellow hum cover. Would you believe a cicerone in his cuffs under a claudicated anvil fixing to fulgurate a lunch loaf? Nosh on this, the concupiscent curd of a former whirling dervish. Is Rumi in the house? Night blooming gramophone. Rats know what good sex is. They dream in epic narratives of navigation and thwarted efforts to escape. The good thing about rats is they don't lie. Cross a gecko with a muscle, and what you have is a new kind of adhesive tape. A shooting star eludes the ear, and the bureau lit with a false dream and the true night as the great sun soon forgets the path of light and a hymn far away. Consciousness is boundless shade. The traveler renounces his newspaper, salutes the sleeves of sleep. Witness the window grappling with the body. Going My Way. I wrote this for a catalog by sculptor Wim Knowlton. And he had a wire suitcase made of mesh hanging on the wall. It was impressive. Going My Way. Samsonite had balls big as the carrier dome. He earned them in the plaque mines. They were all he had to show, the desiccated jewels of his time, and schlepped along behind him in a topiary grip made of winter privet. Imagine Mayakovsky's kit, or Magritte for American tourister, a hamper of angelic underthings on casters, the portmanteau of the day. Hours dismembered. True or false, infantilism is a kind of anorexia of the soul, symptomatic of the desire for a second childhood. Two nightcaps at the Schola Cantorum, and suddenly we're on sleeping terms. A cow cut into calves. What are the roots of enchantment, that resinous substance in which our chauffeur performed the trick of lowering one eyelid? There was even talk of a cave. No one's life was safe. Let's face it, repetition is one of the duties of having sex, like gathering rosebuds for a clear complexion. Slumming with his coy mistress, he felt a sudden idleness and went into the ginger ale business. Now, for you sports fans, and I know there are a lot of them here, Have you, any, has anyone here ever heard of Crazy Legs Hirsch?
Yes.
Crazy Legs Hirsch. He was he was even starred in a movie about himself, a famous movie called Crazy Legs. And he was a terrific football player about in the early 50s. And he played originally for a team that no longer exists called the Chicago Rockets. So I used to play football, and I can't play anything any longer. It occurred to me to write a poem about Crazy Legs when I came back. You remember Crazy Legs, ran through the secondary like a demented duck, with six legs gyrating in 12 different directions, all in the same Elroy? You said it made him shiftier. The kids from Wausau swore he had eyes all over his hair. One Labor Day weekend, Coach Shaughnessy introduced Crazy to grilled flank steak. Ever the Epicurean, Legs later became a flanker for the Rams. And that's where we lose sight of him, at a barbecue in North Hollywood. With Tom Fears shaving his cleats, having just finished the stretch at Chino. Next door, speaking of shades, Wardell Gray barged through Lou Costello's shrubbery. Luckily, the end for Elroy was not so bethistled, brought down on the 12-yard line of the kitchen linoleum, a petrified pigskin. Crazy. And here's a short poem, four lines, with Bill Berkson. Called I High. To yawn is a luxury lineup. Tomorrow I might remember to shimmer up the street, but now I just want to look like myself, a mirror opposite a full head of hair, and each week waves pressed in a book. Posse of Forks. Looking to lynch the kid who wrote Captain Underpants, vigilantes cover the entire territory on their floating theater seats. Why must these wonderful things be dusted? Because their upper limit is disappointment? The damsel mounts a mare to save the heart of her cowboy. Damsel riding, rides up blushing, hands over money bag with confession, Augustine's, removes the noose from her lover's neck. A placard, partly cloudy, looms overhead. What of love among the bells, the summa of the poor? She carries a future perfect picture of herself. F becomes ineffable or sexual. Pass the butter, brilliant, whatever. The accuracy of tributaries. A couple more here. I'll read this and then I'll read the final poem, since I read the first poem. This one's called Eddie My Familiar. I was thinking of, there's a fella in Providence whose name is Eddie Familiar Eddie. He's an Italian. So I could not think of William Carlos Williams. So I'd always call him Eddie Familiar Eddie. And then I thought, I better not call that poem. I'll just call it Eddie My Familiar. But he gets his anyway. Eddie My Familiar. Hannibal with the head of Scipio Africanus under his arm. This same Scipio's head said to the noble Barnum, ought to eat more prunes, Medi, and defenestrated. His better half, some might call it, exhibited a breast and a beard, which defect of the first half he, who, stuffed in an elephant's foot along with Hannibal's French cuffs. Later he, you again, offered Aurora his arm, thick as bus exhaust and four times bigger than Cheops with peanut sauce. posted by Godfrey Daniel at 1:56 a.m. The final poem is called, Who Goes There? Blessings descend, but no one knows how to redeem them. Without hope of ever seeing you again, the crankiness of branches buries an original song. I'd like to be the oracular that lurks in mice and their brethren. Having passed the night in the Biedermeier dining chair, Mr. Sandman tiptoes down the assembly line. Wakey, wakey, past tense, we love you in your abstruse caboose.
I mean, they have the family.
Signed, the Grain Merchant.
They have the ceiling fan.
Thank you very much.
So oxygen is upstairs. Anyway, let's have another round of applause for Jenna. And if you guys want books from the authors, there's books up here.
Yeah, you can talk to Ryan or anything.
Otherwise, see you next time.